you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
What's up, everybody? It's Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom show, everyone. I'm your host, Big Jay Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
Hello. Good to see you, Jay.
Oh, good to see you too, David. And of course, we have the reigning defending Ellismania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
I don't like Ralph's angle of his camera. I feel all squished and fish-eyed.
It's definitely a looking down. Yeah, I was happy to get that change. I had a looking down camera too.
It's bizarre. Ooh, yuck, Ralph.
It's bizarre. It looks like you're not looking at us.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you can see yourself the way Ralph sees you.
Yuck.
Looking down his Jewish nose at me.
Yeah. Why is this sound things all chewed up?
Oh, Jay, you know what? Can I say right now, we really miss you on Monday.
Oh, thank you.
Now you're going to hear us talk a lot of shit. Okay. A lot of Jay's not here chants. A lot of maybe me personally Jay, saying if the show's probably better for it.
But I want really you to know, Jay, I did not participate at first, yeah. But then it just became fun.
God, so
and
fun.
I joined in a bit.
That's so funny. I haven't heard the show at all, but that's why Lewis didn't answer that night. Cause I sent him the sweetest, not even sweet. I was just like, I was wondering, I was like, fun show? Because like up until The Wire, I was going to try to come down and fucking surprise, but everything just kept getting delayed. I didn't land until like 7:30.
Yeah.
So like, well,
that's only twice as long as it takes to get to the stand.
But it's, in fact, it was funny when I was landing. It was, my phone didn't change time zones yet. So when I was landing and looking at my phone, I was like, oh shit, yo, I might be able to fucking make it. And as soon as it just caught signal again, I'm like, oh. Like that hour just fucked it all up. But no, I asked you if it was a good show. Yeah,
it was a great show. We really did miss you. We had one bit that was going that I was like, if Jay was here, this would have been the whole show. And we just had a fucking team of non-referency motherfuckers. Just not like Kim, Colm, Ari's okay with references. I'm okay with references. Dave, you know, we're not movie reference guys. And so what we were doing was we were trying to come up with different ways that you can now murder your baby now that abortion was legal, while being inspired by famous death scenes from movies.
Okay.
So we threw a couple of them out there. Like I said, like cliffhanger, like I'm holding the baby while I'm hanging from a cable, and then you let it go.
Okay.
That was hilarious, right? And then we had, what was that? We had maybe like two or three.
Oh, I thought these are in utero, though.
No, not in utero. No. These are after the babies are born.
To protest Roe v. Wade being overturned, we were celebrating killing babies after they've been born. It didn't, there were some holes in it logically, but the movie reference angle.
I was going to say you could throw your fist inside of a woman's vagina and then get up to the baby and rip his throat out like Roadhouse.
Yes.
See, this is what we were missing.
Yeah, we needed that.
This is what we needed.
We needed more.
Thanks, Jay. That would have come in pretty handy on Monday. But now we're a dollar late, or a day late and a dollar short.
God, you could beat the baby to death with a bat in front of Joe Pesci.
That's right.
Yeah, that was another one we had.
That was another one.
And he's going to go,
she's still alive. Come on.
You motherfucker. It's a baby.
You're still alive. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's still alive.
So then we were like, damn, if Jay was here, he'd be just throwing out tons of killing baby references with movies. But I feel like it was a real missed opportunity, Jay.
Dude, totally.
Yeah. Anyway, besides that,
could have loaded up in a torpedo and fired him off to the planet Genesis, like Star Trek III, The Search for Spock.
Yes, dude, that's the kind of stuff we were looking for.
Yeah, dude, you got the good, you got the juice, doggy. You got the goods.
You got the good stuff, dude. You got the good stuff.
We were
so limited.
We were pitter pattering. We got like maybe four or five movie references out between the five of us, and we were exhausted.
Like after four, we were like giving references, but we couldn't really remember the name or what happened in the movie. Wasn't there one movie where I think they hit a guy with like a knife? Who is in it? Pretty sure.
Knife guy. Come
Jennifer
on.
Aniston Help. In that one?
Hell.
just feed the baby to a dog like Cujo. So anyway, how was Bert's tour this week? A fan hit me up. Jay called me up one night and he was like, he goes, did I tell you this, Dave? I think I told you on Skanks. A fan delivered 300 raw oysters.
Yeah.
To the tour. Yeah. And then Jay hit me up. He's like, dude, did you deliver something? And I was like, no. And then I saw the guy sent me a message. And I was like, dude, if they ask you, say it was you. And then I called back and I was like, it was me. And nobody believed me. But the guy apparently, then the guy started sending me like DMs and be like, dude, I think I'm in trouble here. I don't know what's going on. Management's getting involved. What happened with the guy?
He fucking like, I think he like snuck into the thing wearing a staff shirt.
No.
Yes.
No.
He delivered.
Did he sneak out in an FBI jacket?
It was crazy. He
snuck in a laundry cart.
He was like in the second row. Wait, or something. What? But he fucking.
See, I already thought this guy was a little bit nuts because it's such a weird thing to send oysters and want to claim it's from Lewis. Like, why?
Well, he also then he messaged me. And he goes like, hey, man, that could have went pretty bad. He goes, imagine if they found out those oysters had Molly in them, which whether that's true or not, who fucking knows? But it probably was true. Why would we deliver 300 fucking whatever it was? It's the weirdest fucking thing to say. Nobody was going to eat that shit. He asked Lewis to say it was from him.
Yeah.
He then said to me, but they kicked him out. Like they actually physically removed him.
If you were trying to drug someone, oysters would not be a good bet. Like very few people are going to try random oysters. You know
sent
what I mean?
From a delivered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's like one of the things that I wouldn't eat is like oysters that aren't like, I have to watch them like shucked in the kitchen. They bring them out right there. And then because there's nothing grosser than a dry oyster.
Well, I also just wouldn't eat oysters outside of like a nice seafood restaurant. Like this just seems like one of those foods that's risky.
Yeah, I wouldn't get oysters from a fucking diner.
Do you know that oysters are alive when you eat them?
Yes, I think I did know that.
Look at Dave now being grossed out.
No, I'm fine with that. Did you know Key West, they had souls?
In Key West, there was oysters that I was like, I would never eat these again. That was insane. They were the biggest things I've ever
put. Oh yeah, they were too thick and too like they weren't good.
And you bite in and like this, it was sort of explode like a bag or something. It was gross. It was gross.
I like my oysters dainty,
yeah,
and ice cold.
Swallow them right down.
Yeah, dude, a lot of lemon, a lot of horseradish, three different hot sauces.
Yeah,
I mean, like in fact, you could really leave the oyster out and just give me like a little spoonful of all that stuff.
Yeah, just give me a shell full of this liquid I've made. But it was, dude, they were so, when you put them in your mouth, you had to be like, like bite into it. Like, oh, they were nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. I had oysters. There's like a cheap, it's like Hook and Reel. It's like a chain of like crab leg places, but it's pretty good. It's still pretty fucking, like the crab legs are incredible. And I ordered the oysters there. They're fucking just big and dry, like a big dry oyster.
Yeah.
Yicko.
Do you like oysters, Dave?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I like all that stuff. I like all like shellfish, seafood.
Did you grow up with it?
I didn't grow up with oysters, but I did grow up just loving like...
I don't think I tried an oyster until like maybe less than 10 years ago.
Do you think that Dave grew up under the sea with like mer people?
Yes. Dave, you didn't grow up with your best friend, the talking jellyfish?
I grew up with oysters. I knew a couple cool oysters. Most of them are violent.
Jamaican crab that used to make you sing and dance?
Yeah. Come on, Dave. You got to try to eat the oysters. Yo, Dave, you got to try eating the oysters.
Stop trying to convince me to kiss a boy. That's a deep reference.
That's a
I got a daughter.
Dave learned all of his libertarian philosophy from that crab.
Not bad.
All from that crab. Yeah, those things were disgusting.
I hated seafood when I was a kid.
All of it?
All of it. Like, wouldn't even eat fish sticks.
I liked fried scallops. That was my jam. And it was because of one place that had them in my neighborhood that were just good. Again, massacred in cocktail sauce.
And they weren't even good. If you go back now, they probably weren't good.
Oh, probably, yeah. But like, I still, remembering the taste of them, it's like chasing that dragon. There's something from your childhood you ate that you've never got the same again. And it's, you've probably had better, but it's not better to you. I've had that with Chinese food. I've never found Chinese food as good as my place in Philly.
That was the perfect example that everyone's, I'm always disappointed in Chinese food. And I always have memories of being a kid and just Chinese food was so good.
It was great. It probably wasn't.
Your taste buds were so underdeveloped that it was like the shittier, like tangy MSG sauce for like orange chicken. It was like, you probably liked it better. Like now, like your palate's a little refined. If I eat like Wagyu beef, it tastes kind of like foot to me, like really good, high quality. I'm like, this is like a little foot. Like, I'd rather a shittier cut of meat, to be honest with you. I didn't eat any good food at all when I was a kid. My mom used to make two shitty meals for us, like regularly. This was her thing. And it's kind of funny because the formula of the meal was the same with both meals. And it was, it's a canned meat, a cheap carb, and a canned vegetable, right? And there was two meals. So the first meal was canned corned beef. She put it in a frying pan and just fry it up, right? Mix it around. White rice and corn. And she'd mix it all up. Just canned corned beef, white rice, and corn. And I just spoon it in the middle. It's like gruel, dude. It's like prisoner food. It was, to this day, just delicious. Whatever that combo is, the sweet corn, the fucking, oh my God, dude, it really got me. And then the other thing that she would make would be canned spam. She'd slice the spam like a fucking Hawaiian savage, put it in a frying pan, and then she'd give us Kraft macaroni and cheese and canned peas. And if you look at the price of those meals, the entire meal for the entire family was like $3.50.
Say nothing. I grew up with a lot of and again, loved it, just because you can hide anything with stuff you put on. That's why I say about our tastes, like if I had a $300 like Wagyu beef like meal, I'm sure it's delicious. But if you were like, oh, we're out of that, but we have some ground up chuck with cheese on it, like, I'd be like, okay.
American?
Yeah. I mean, legitimately, like, that's the, you know what I mean? Like, I get what's so good about it, but you're like, oh, for $5, you could have this cheese and meat sandwich.
I mean, part of it is like going to a nice, like, the food is obviously delicious, but part of it's just like feeling like you're like, oh, I'm at a nice restaurant.
Sure.
It's fucking dope. Like, you know, it's nice to go to like a nice place. It's nice to fucking, you know.
Oh, no. And some of those things have the best like versions of whatever you've ever had. But I grew up with like the, I mean, talk about cheap meal, like multiple nights a week, like spaghetti with just like my mom would put a half a stick of butter with the spaghetti and then just like mix it in and put like, and then just put out like a thing of Parmesan cheese, shaky Parmesan cheese. And I'm like, I'd pile
you got,
it on top.
You got Parm?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The good stuff Jay had.
I would just pile like the Kraft on it and the Kraft mac and or the Kraft Parm cheese, make a pile of it and I could eat that and I'd be fine.
My mom was like really broke when we were younger and then started doing better. So like my shit like improved up from like when I was like a little kid to being a teenager. When I was a little kid, we used to eat a lot of eggs for dinner. I didn't realize it was because we were broke at the time, but a lot of like scrambled eggs, like breakfast grilled cheese,
breakfast for dinner.
So yeah, it would seem fun at the time.
You're either poor or you have an annoying cunt of a girlfriend.
Oh my God. For dinner. How many times Christine's said breakfast for dinner? It's amazing. I haven't smashed her face in the refrigerator. You want to do breakfast for dinner? I'm like, you want to grow the fuck up?
I would do that.
Breakfast that much.
I used to do that like at a late night diner after spots a lot. Like the 3 a.m. diner after a night of comedy, a steak and eggs at the end of the night would be fucking great.
Steak and eggs.
Diner, that's the only time breakfast for dinner is acceptable is when you go to a diner. You almost should order breakfast.
And it's
every
3 a.m. It's almost breakfast time.
It's the best thing, like, you're going to get at a diner is always breakfast.
Yes,
for sure.
Always. I was big. You know, I was big when I was like in like the fourth, fifth grade was a shake and bake. You guys remember that?
Oh,
did you ever have that shake and bake?
I never had it, but I know exactly
like
what it was.
Drumstick it was like, chicken, you know, legs.
It was like baked fry. It was like fried. It was supposed to be fried, but healthier.
Yeah, I thought it was
but
so
not only
delicious.
Just that, but they had the barbecue
I'm sure
shake
it's
and bake.
Not.
They had different flavors.
Yeah, no, they had a spicy one.
My mom would make shake and bake. So this actually, you just reminded me of a meal that my mom would make. She would also get like, you know, chicken breasts, like just chicken breasts, and then shake and bake them.
That's pretty fancy, Lewis. The breasts.
Pretty fancy. Yeah.
I thought she was going to go with random parts.
Ooh, la, no. Nope. It wasn't gizzard.
My mom liked to eat, so she didn't want, like, she, like, whatever it was. We were all along for the ride with my mom. You know, that's why my mom, honestly, why she died is because they wanted to take out like everything, like the cancer, like the radiation destroyed everything. And they were like, yeah, you're going to have to like eat through a feeding tube. And she was like, I'd rather die than not be able to like, eat.
He goes, what about your kids? It's fine.
They'll be better off. Trust me.
They're fine.
She's like, what kids?
Yeah. I think they know how to make peas and spam. It'll be fine.
I should make fucking corned beef, corn, and rice for you guys one day. We should do a Luis J. Gomez meal. I bet you'd like it. It's fucking delicious.
We played this game on the bonfire and had DJ Lou make like his thing he makes, which he said was tuna casserole. He bought all the ingredients at a gas station, and it was, I think, made us sick for a couple of days. Yeah. It was wretched. But yeah, I think it's always fun to like, bring in like your dish. Do you cook at all, Dave, now?
No, that's what I got married for.
Yeah, nothing? You don't have, but do you have anything where you're like, I actually make this pretty great?
I make steaks. Like, I like cooking steaks the way I like it to be cooked, just because I fucking cook it. But it's the, you know, you season it and then fucking cook it the right way.
Salt, pepper, you throw it on the fucking
There's not much to it. I do the grilling. So when we grill, I always do that.
We did a gas digital barbecue, and I was going to grill the whole time. And instead, we just got it catered with like dope barbecue from a place called Brothers. And I will never touch a grill again for as long as I live.
The guy, Dave Williamson, who was on the Burt tour, he was very funny. He was hosting the thing, and he's Burt's boy. And he's also like, I guess, a professional like barbecue guy. And he was making he made stuff every day. And it really makes you realize like how not good most grilling at barbecues you go to is.
It's so bad, dude.
It's mostly like, just like, I mean, this guy, if you put sauce on the stuff he made, the brisket and the shit he would just bring in, the ribs, like you were killing what he's done to it because it was that good. Because
he did like slow dry rubs and marinades. All that shit is crazy.
He's doing it in a parking lot.
What a piece of trash Jay is. He fucking has me convinced that Bubba Burgers are good. So now when I mention Bubba Burgers to people, they look at me like I'm trash. Like, dude, Bubba Burgers? What the fuck is wrong with
like
you?
Frozen burgers.
They're not good apparently, but in the world of frozen burgers,
they're the best.
That might be true.
Yeah, sure. But I'm saying, if you season and make your own good burger, it's way better.
Of course. But do you want to do that for a full barbecue? You know what I mean?
I don't even want to do Bubba Burgers for a barbecue.
You want to make 40 burgers by hand?
I want someone else to do it and then eat it.
Yes. You know? That's the thing.
We didn't even do burgers. We did ribs, wings, pulled pork. We did like all like the huge trays of just really good shit, dude.
Yeah, you know, barbecue. I'm always hoping for a burger.
Yeah.
To some degree.
We were going to do burger. I had all the stuff. I had the Bubba Burgers. I was going to grill while we had the stuff catered. And I was like,
and everyone looked at your face like, what the fuck are you about to do, you piece of trash shit?
Bubba Burgers.
Bubba Burgers, you scuzz fuck.
Oh,
get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here, Delicious Skanks. And of course, that is Fume, spelled F-U-M, pronounced F-U-M-E. Fume is a little wooden inhaler made from 100% Canadian maple. And instead of using any electronics or anything, it's just these cores you put inside that give you all the benefits of super plants. Plants.
A lot of people use them. The biggest sellers that they have are the ones that they use for
Conker.
Yeah, the Conquer Core that stave off your nicotine cravings. But they
these
have a bunch
plants
of
walk amongst us as regular plants, but then they're into a phone booth and they come right out as super plants.
Through a series of medical experiments gone wrong at a crazy nuclear plant. Well, now these plants are super.
Some of them are good, some of them are evil, but they all have superpowers.
Look, you might like putting all these harmful chemicals and artificial bullshit into your body. Maybe that's what you want to do. But guess what? It's not the way to live. And we want our Legion of Skanks fans to live a very, very, very long time. Not only do they have ones that'll help you quit smoking, but they have other cores that are specially designed for relaxation, energy, and more. Right now, check out their entire line of products at breathefume.com. That's BREATHEFUM.com/Legion. And when you check out, use the promo code Legion to save 10% off your entire order. Ooh. Go live your life in a better way and let Fume help you quit smoking today.
BreatheFume.com/Legion, promo code Legion for 10% off. All right, let's get back into it.
I gave my son a TV dinner for the first time in his life.
Oh, I had a lot of those growing up.
On Father's Day.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, James, I was like, we're going to celebrate Father's Day by me not cooking for you. And then I got him a Hungry Man TV dinner.
Are they better than they used to be, or are they the exact same thing?
You didn't even get them the kids one where they get the little fun desserts and shit?
I never got the kids one, but Hungry Man has the dessert with it.
Yeah.
So Hungry Man, yeah, obviously you want the dessert. The kids ones were like an extra dollar. They were smaller portions.
Yeah.
And it was like I was, as a kid, I was like, no, I'd rather the turkey gravy, the fucking.
Oh, me too. But you dare not say it. You're like, can I have the adult one? They're like, oh, this kid's so fat. No.
Wait, I want a larger portion. That's literally what I want. I want a larger portion. I don't care.
Do you remember realizing on the cover of the Do you remember
Kids Cuisine? It's called
Kids Cuisine. Yep. Yeah, yeah. We gave my brother and sisters a lot of that.
Dude, pull up a Kids Cuisine commercial while we're at it.
Do you remember the time like when you realized a Happy Meal was nowhere near enough for what you wanted at a McDonald's?
Yeah, dude.
It's still more than enough for me.
I know. I believe that. I believe that to be true.
As a child, I would always get the number two cheeseburgers.
That's still what I would get for sure.
No, I'd get a big.
That's not even. Is that even a thing anymore?
Yeah, number two. I bet you.
It's still two cheeseburgers.
They never change the number two from two cheeseburgers because it's iconic at this point.
That is what I used to want as a kid too. From McDonald's was too. They had a limited time deal when I was a kid. Where it was, they had this crazy deal where it was two cheeseburgers and two fries and two Cokes for $2.
Damn.
McDonald's was fucking really cheap nuts. Back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, man. Remember they would start making the 20-piece nuggets $3 for a couple months? I ate 7,000 nuggets in that window of time. Dude, you never cared about Shamrock Shake. Never cared about a McRib.
Dude, I'd get the Monopoly stuff. You'd eat a whole meal. I get like the two cheeseburger meal. Like, you know, I need some nuggets too. I'd eat a whole meal and then some. And then I'd win three things off the Monopoly things, and I just go back and like, oh, I guess I'm eating
right away. Right, he goes, I guess also want a sundae and a small Coke.
And I will take a hash brown in the morning, miss.
Yes, and a hamburger. Would you like to have cheese? This doesn't say cheese. This says hamburger. Did you watch that documentary about that was like a fucking 5-part thing or something about the McDonald's Monopoly scam?
No.
It was
I don't watch big, Monopoly or documentaries, James. It was stupid people.
It was big like money being done in the selling of and holding off those like boardwalks and shit like that. It was pretty wild. Like FBI investigation for years. All the people that won, everyone that won it was bullshit.
Yeah, they were all like friends or family.
Yeah. So there was one guy that was holding all of the winning tickets and he would give them out to friends and family for a price of their winnings.
Nice. Yeah, for a portion of it.
You have the Kid Cuisine commercial? Never got Kid Cuisine. I don't think once in my life did I ever get a Kid Cuisine.
I was too old for this brand, I think, but my brother,
I don't even remember it.
My brother,
I believe it's a penguin.
Blue box. It's a blue box, yeah.
And a penguin because it's like frozen food, so it's like, hey.
I didn't mind the brownie.
Mom's one busy lady.
Oh, it's a polar bear.
But that's okay by me, because when she gets busy, I get Kid Cuisine. Kid Cuisine is totally tasty.
This freaky kid.
Chicken nuggets, pizza, ravioli. Kid Cuisine is definitely fun. They come with a fun pack with games and stickers and stuff. I can't wait
also,
to collect them
all. Pause it for a second. Also, one of them had a cherry cobbler that when you microwaved it for the time you're supposed to microwave would burn the skin of a child for sure.
And it wasn't Kid Cuisine though. It was you're thinking of the Hungry Man cherry cobbler, because that was the problem. I liked the cherry cobbler came with the turkey and gravy, which is fucking great, which I wanted the turkey and gravy, but you weren't getting the brownie, and I was not giving up the brownie. So it's like I would choose my
for the dessert.
I'm like, well, I guess I'm having this fucking shitty ass breaded chicken. or a Salisbury steak, which I don't even know what a Salisbury steak
is. It's so gross. It's just a hamburger, basically. It's like a long hamburger with brown gravy instead of like a burger.
How dare them call it a steak?
It's insane. We ate a lot of Stouffer's French bread pizza, which turns out is kind of high-end.
I love those.
And we had a lot of Stouffer's.
But that'll burn the roof of your mouth.
It will. Stouffer's mac and cheese is what Wawa uses. And then I grew up with those, the frozen Stouffer's mac and cheeses.
We would get these.
And we went through the process, like the microwave it for a while, then poke holes in it, and then you put it in the oven so it browns on top.
we get the 99-cent Celeste
pizzas. Yeah,
individual pizzas. You get the I don't even know how
it's crazy. Cracker. It was a dollar. It's a cracker.
No, it's pretty good, dude. All things considered, dude, we make three of them. Me and my mom and my sister, I get a fucking they're a dollar. It's $3 for the whole family. Everyone's got a personal pizza.
I feel like Lewis is 10 minutes away from crying.
We got 69 cents for
the lady was a business genius. Say what you will.
we get ShopRite Cola, 69 cents a bottle for a 2-liter, dude. And that was our dinner, dude. The Meat Lovers Celeste pizza was my shit.
Yeah.
And I ate all this. Like, that was like what my mom, it's so funny. Like, the commercials, like, sometimes mom gets busy, or sometimes mom's nodding off in her fucking bed with cigarettes.
I think I've said this recently on the show. I still don't have a problem with franchise pizza. I'm fine to have pizza from a pizza place. But if someone like really is like, oh, I want to do Papa John's, like, sure. It doesn't like none of that franchise pizza's ever bothered.
You know what? It's, can I say, and I agree with you to a certain degree, but it's almost a different food.
Sure.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not when if I'm getting Domino's, I'm not getting pizza. I'm getting Domino's.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but I'm getting it for the flavor of Domino's.
Yes. If you're getting a pizza, it's almost like I'm not getting burgers and fries. I'm getting McDonald's. I'm getting a burger and fries, it's a fucking burger and fries. McDonald's is kind of plasticky and fake, but it's its own thing. It's its own good category. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it tastes good. I had Burger King. We had fucking Burger King on the road on the way back from Albany. Rules. It's always a mistake. Every time I get fast food on the way back, I was like,
always regret it.
We couldn't find anything. We were like, it was like maybe 11 o'clock. We're looking for an Applebee's, and like every Applebee's was like just a little too far to like get to. And then we finally saw Burger King at a rest stop. We're like, all right, fuck it, dude. Rest stop Burger King. And I ended up getting the classic chicken sandwich.
Oh, also awesome.
Love the nugget. The big fucking big square with the mayonnaise on it.
And the mayonnaise melts into the mayonnaise melts into that crispy gook of whatever that chicken is.
My mayonnaise somehow becomes yellow for some reason.
It's so good.
It's so good, dude.
Hot and good.
It's fucking. It is really, really. I will say, out of all the chicken sandwiches for fast food, the Burger King chicken sandwich sort of reigns supreme still to this day.
I agree with you, but I hear all the arguments for Chick-fil-A is so good.
Chick-fil-A is way better.
I don't care.
That's new shit. I was always spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
Wendy's
is great.
That was always my shit.
Wendy's rules also.
Whoppers, the classic chicken sandwich probably is the least good out of all the chicken sandwiches, but I like it.
I love it. Absolutely.
Did you guys ever get?
I think the Whopper is my favorite like fast food burger of the originals. Like
did you ever get Handy Snacks? Was that what it was called?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm thinking. Yes, Handy Snacks, obviously. Shitty Cheez It cream that's just spread on a cracker. Obviously.
You can buy that cheese. By the way, we have that cheese in my fridge. It's called Pub Cheese. They sell it at Trader Joe's.
So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what was the fucking thing? Lunchables.
Oh yeah, Lunchables.
You had them? Oh, you were fucking uppity.
A time or two.
I never looked at it as uppity because the meat was all, it was like a circle of turkey that was sweating before you opened the package.
Yeah.
It was always weird to me.
The kids who had Lunchables in the school.
So I'm not trying to be uppity. I'll trade you some of my Lunchables. Oh wait, you don't have anything I want to trade for.
You don't want this leftover spaghetti with butter and Parmesan cheese?
Which would be a better lunch than a Lunchable. An actual better lunch, but you look like such a fucking...
Anybody who brought hot food from home is a fucking jerk-off.
That's psychotic.
You're fucking jerk-off.
If you brought hot food to school from home, like last night's dinner, like you're having meatloaf at lunch, you deserve to be fucking beaten and bullied by all the other kids.
I'll tell you what, the school lunch I grew up with, and then in high school when I went over to South Jersey, it was a little more what I think everyone's high school lunchroom experience was. But the thing in my school in Philly, it was a, there was a box of them and they were hot and it was tin foil. And on the, just had a cardboard top over it that was like a picture of outline of peas and an outline of a piece of meat. And
it was like really poor, like a poor school. Like it was like a very shitty school. I understand what you're saying. I've never seen it, but the way you're describing it, I understand. It was almost
bum
like
food. It was like the way you give bums food. Yeah, for sure. It was crazy. I can't believe there's only, and there was one choice. It was that, and they give you a spork and go.
Yeah, elementary school, there was just one choice. It was elementary school is, yeah, one choice for everything every day, but it wasn't like bad. It was fine. It would be like one day it'd be Salisbury steak. It was actually like very similar to like TV dinners, like the way they like set it up.
No, when I went to, when I was in South Jersey, it was like pizza day, but you could always also get like a sandwich or something if you want.
Well, that's how high school became. So my high school was actually fucking dope, right? So there was like the regular hot lunch that they had, right? You like whatever it was Salisbury steak day or fucking taco day, right? You could always get pizza every single day. Pizza was an option every single day. And then there was this, a boar's head sandwich line.
Oh,
specifically
nice.
With boar's head meat that they used to fucking cut fresh.
Wow.
And you could order sandwiches. It was a little bit more expensive. But then they had like everything, like Snapples and the candies. And like, it was a very kind of like weird thing to allow teenagers to just have like free range over whatever the fuck they want to eat.
I think I graduated before the situation of like, and I think it's probably gone. I bet this is gone completely. But for about a decade there were schools coming, like new schools with KFC Taco Bells in them and shit.
Yeah.
In the lunchroom. That's
they were sponsored. They were like KFC would buy, essentially rent a space from the school, and it was a franchise that they would pay like anywhere else.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, college campuses have all that shit, dude. There's,
I get like college Chick-fil-A's campuses. And, I for sure get college campuses. But in a high school.
A big high school that has a lot of space, I guarantee it happens probably more
like
often.
Like a subway?
Than you think.
A subway in your high school or something? It's so weird.
I wouldn't really give a shit if that was in my son's school. He's teach your kid to not fucking eat shittily, but I didn't have a mom that taught me anything, so I would
if there was like,
you get your hands on some Subway, you eat it.
I wouldn't eat good food. I would literally, I'd have $3 for lunch that day, because by the time I got to high school, I was too embarrassed to take the free lunch card.
Yeah,
because I had free lunch all through elementary school, and it's like the way in elementary school they did it was they would call everyone to go to lunch and you'd go get your card, right? Like a card day, your card. So the certain colors, like the regular colored card, the yellow or whatever, is like it had money on it. Like your parents paid essentially for like the lunch. The blue card, you had a separate card.
Get that you was that fucking slop plate.
That it was free lunch. And you got the same thing that everyone else got. It was free lunch. But it was, they made you go last, like the free lunch kids, like left.
Make sure the paying kids get it first.
It was kind of fucked up. It was like, when you really think about it, you're like, first of all, you're giving us a different colored card, which just sort of like separates us as it is. And then you're making us all like leave last because we're not paying for lunch. It was just sort of designed to create
it
like
hurts more if somebody in the front goes,
hierarchy.
Hey, this is fucked up. Let those poor pieces of shit go first.
Tanner had a Chick-fil-A in his high school.
That's pretty sweet.
Damn, man. That is sweet. But again, I would have fucking like died if that was like a possibility. I remember a school lunch food being at its best, not that good.
Oh, I would never even buy lunch. I would just buy candy. I would buy like all my money would go to, I'd buy like a Snapple. I'd buy like a Nutter Butter bar, a couple Devil Dogs, a Snickers bar. And that was like my lunch.
The one thing you can do in Philly and South Jersey high school, though, there was for some reason school sponsored. At any time of day, there was someone selling giant like pretzel braids, but like the Wawa soft pretzel material, like that. Oh, mm-hmm. Damn, dude, that was you were just allowed to like have that in class and eat it. And boy, did I abuse that!
Well, I remember when I was like I must have been 6 or 7, maybe like around that age, where I used to have my mom used to give me 50 cents. For an after school snack. And I used to get the quarter water shit and a juice. 25 cent bag of chips. And I thought it was so, or maybe onion rings sometimes, you know, like the real shitty fucking, rings. Loved them.
I just had a small, one of those at RE special taping.
Oh, they're so good. And just like chase that down with a nice red quarter water. Oh, it's so delicious. Probably not. anymore.
No, those are disgusting now. The aftertaste, like you feel it, it hurts your throat a little bit. You could like feel the chemicals.
But yeah, the memory food, that I have of it,
coloring,
the memory that I have of it is it just being delicious red.
Well, do you remember the quarter waters that you can get them in a larger size for 50 cents with the tops that pop?
Well, who's fancy now, Lewis?
Ooh, la, la.
Well, we used to get a dollar, you know, and it would, yeah, it was, everything was set up to where like a dollar would get you a few things. So a dollar would get you a bag of chips. What the fuck is this?
Hugs. That's the ones in Philly were called.
Oh, nice.
Little barrels. God, they were disgusting. Same fluid that I believe was in like the wax bottles you would bite and then drink the shit out of those.
It looks like
shelf stable.
It's like it should be used as like air conditioning fluid for your car.
Freon.
Yeah. But you get a bag of chips for 25 cents. You get a chocodile for 25 cents. You get a quarter water, maybe a second bag of chips. You get like Dipsy Doodles. I used to love me some Dipsy Doodles, the spicy ones. You know,
this might be our age gap here, but also if I had money, some of that was going to go to a video game.
There was an age gap there. Like we went to arcades too, but that wasn't, food was a little bit more of a priority at that point. We all had like at home systems, like video gaming in an arcade wasn't like super.
Well, we didn't have systems at home, like, or good ones at all. You know, it was like still like maybe Nintendo at but not even, yeah, probably Nintendo at best, but like all those at the bowling alley was kind of like double duty. You can play video games. They also had cheap hot dogs that were awesome, and the Otis Spunkmeyer cookies, where they make, when some hotels have them still, you can get those. It was like 3 for $1 and you split those with friends. It's all about managing that dollar to get as much as you could possibly get.
Well, do you remember then they raised the price of chocodiles to 30 cents, and it just fucked up everything.
That's the peanut butter inside them, right?
No. It's a Twinkie covered in chocolate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The alligator. Chocodile. Oh, no. Crocodile.
It's called a chocodile.
I know. Said it 3 times. Not called a chaligator. The old chaligator. Do you remember the first thing you cooked yourself at home? Because you guys are all latchkey kids too, right? You come home by yourself sometimes.
Oh yeah, I was always, my mother always worked late and my dad didn't live with us. I remember
the box mac and cheese is most people's probably.
No, I never made that. I was fucking hot dogs. I would make
boiled or microwaved.
It's really funny.
Boiled.
Bobby just put in the chat one of the saddest things I've ever read.
My dad used to beat me with hot dogs.
No. He goes, I only had a hot dog day at my school. They made a big deal about it and charged $1 a hot dog. It was hot dog day.
Yeah, they made a super big deal. Oh, today's hot dog day, guys. Have your dollars, Bobby, ready.
Were you there at the opening? Were you there at the opening of Coney Island?
Close enough.
It's hot dog day, everybody.
Step right up. Get your candied corn.
We just won the war. Bring our boys home. Hot dogs, $1.
Bobby went to school at the World Fair.
I lived right next to the World Fair.
Come see the amazing strongman and get yourself a $1 hot dog.
Get yourself a hot dog and for the first time ever, see a moving picture.
$1 hot dog's a fair price today.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Oh.
No, not at all. Did you ever raw hot dog? It's the gross. I can eat bologna, but a raw hot dog, which is the same thing, just the shape of it, doesn't. It's so gross.
Is it? Does a hot dog not have to be cooked?
Nope.
It doesn't have to be, but it has to be.
It should be, but I've seen people just eat a raw hot dog. It's the grossest thing ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
That's absolutely crazy. I mean, my aunt, my grandma used to just eat raw, like, hamburger meat. To like taste it to make sure it was flavored the right way. They were like making meatballs. Yeah, old Italian ladies, you never saw them do that?
No, it's trash garbage shit, dude. No one should ever do that.
No, first of all,
I've never seen that.
I eat steak tartare anytime I can find it on a menu. First of all, same shit, doggy.
Sure. Carpaccio, dude. We had it together. I know, but that's very, very thinly sliced. The feel in your mouth of raw burger is pretty fucking gross.
Yeah, I mean, every time they'd be like, they'd make sure that it was like seasoned right. So they take a little meatball raw. Yes. And they go,
all right, now I'll let you guys know if I get botulism, and then we'll cook these meatballs up.
Yeah, my grandma, we come to think of it, she did die of a stomach virus.
They said it was a raw meat-born bacteria.
Yeah, yeah, time out. She had a parasite that took her life.
It adds up. It adds up.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank YoCratom.com for supporting today's show. YoCratom.com, the marquee sponsors for Skankfest and really all things Gas Digital. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoCratom.com.
Hell yeah. Or if you're in the market for an MMA podcast, check out Yo MMA Rap, sponsored by YoCratom.
Hell yeah.
YoCratom just sponsors this for me, but they're pretty great. Lab tested, high quality Kratom. I'll tell you that much for goddamn sure.
Oh, you get some of that Skankfest money.
You gotta check out Jay's brand new show. Yo, Jay watches black porn.
There are, like, of the five things that you do, we could turn four of them into a podcast.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you right now, dude. Yo,
guys, Jay, I watch interracial porn. I don't watch black only porn.
We have me and Lewis have a one drop policy when it comes to porn. We consider that black porn.
Yeah, you said yo Kratom, not yuck Kratom.
Yeah, because call me a porn purist, but any black person in porn makes it a black porn.
Look, right now, YoKratom.com, go there. There's no promo code. They have $60 kilos. If you want Kratom, that's where you got to get it. YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? Well, ham is already cooked. I made a fucking Christmas ham recently, and I was like, all right, get it. What do we got to do here? Dude, ham is already cooked. You buy it, you're just heating it. You're putting it in the oven to heat it.
Yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
No, I had no idea.
Not a big ham guy.
Well, it's
love
cured.
A ham.
A spiral ham? Is that the trash? The spiral ham?
Yeah, there's like the butt end.
What's
then
a spiral,
like,
ham?
I don't really understand. I don't know the differences.
I mean, the one that's like the... Probably bring up a spiral ham? I thought that everybody would have... Dave, you don't know either?
I mean, I know the term, but I couldn't tell you like the difference between
it's that.
It's
the ones like that, yeah. It's just like the way it's cut.
Yeah.
Spiral ham.
Yeah, spiral hams are pre-cut.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew just asked me to do a show Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
I met him last year. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. I don't know if I should do it, though. I'm bringing the family to Austin. I kind of can't leave them during the day to go do a podcast.
What's he want to talk to you about?
I don't know. Probably my doctoring.
Your doctoring?
Probably.
Going to fucking talk about being a fucking real ass dude.
He's going to try to get you off drugs. He's going to celebrity rehab you.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me, I don't know. I'm probably not going to do it. Going to be honest.
Why?
Because I'm bringing the family, because we have gigs in Austin this weekend. Speaking of which, we can do plugs in a minute. But I have gigs in Austin with Aaron, but we're bringing our families down. So we have a big Airbnb. I'm bringing James, Bianca, my sister, my aunt. So I don't want to fucking leave in the middle of the day on the first day we're there to like go to a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's Dr. Drew.
It is the Dr. Drew.
He could probably tell you what those bumps are. Whatever. Do you want to do your plugs? Let's do plugs.
Yeah, plug it up, guys. This weekend I'll be in Austin, Texas. Me and Aaron Burr kicking off the Offend Everyone tour. Special guests Kim Congdon and Jamie Kilstein on these shows. These shows are fucking killer, dude. Honestly, really great. Friday, Saturday night. That's the 1st and 2nd of July. The 3rd, we're doing The Depraved, featuring all these guys, plus probably Tony Hinchcliffe and Red Band and all of our other friends that are down there. So come out to all these shows at the Creek and Cave. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all of the other dates on the tour as well. I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri in July. We'll be in Nashville in July. We'll be in Huntington, Alabama. Huntsville, Alabama in July. Palm Beach coming up, Tallahassee, Cleveland, Columbus, Syracuse, Albany, Tampa, Philly, Plano, Texas, Fort Worth, and a bunch more. We're doing this tour until the end of the year. So grab your tickets for all of those shows and more. And subscribe to Gas Digital. Subscribe to Gas Digital before we raise the prices in September. Get grandfathered in. We'll never raise your prices if you subscribe now. So make sure you do that before September 1st. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content that aren't available anywhere else in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Davey.
I'll be in July. I'm out at Freedom Fest again, which was a great time last year. So looking forward to that again. And this year they're back in Vegas. And I got a stand-up show out there as well. So come check that out. Then I'm in Orlando for the Young Americans for Liberty Revolution 2022 thing, which is going to be a huge event. Ron Paul's going to be there. Rand Paul's there. Kane from the WWE will be there as well. It's going to be
Him on a TLC match.
Dude, I hope right in the middle of Kane's speech, the light goes out. And then the Undertaker shows up. Look out, why? Holy shit.
I think they're friends now, or maybe they're enemies again. I don't remember.
They weren't really brothers,
shit.
You know?
Holy
any of that?
Shit.
No, they were.
Holy shit.
Dave's hardcore.
But that event's going to be fucking great. It's great every year. All my shit. I got more stand-up dates coming up, too, that I'm going to put all the links up this week. But my website is up and redone and actually working. So go check it all at comicdavesmith.com. And Yo MMA Rap, part of the problem, right here at Gas Digital.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates coming up very soon. I have next weekend, Albany, New York. I'll be doing that 2 nights, 4 shows. Justin Silver, Young Dylan from Gas Digital going to join us on that one. After that, Bricktown Comedy Club, John Carden opening for me there. And then I'll be hosting very cool honor. They're having me hosting the Nasty Show at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal this year. So that's going to be 10 days of I'll be out in Montreal doing that festival. So make sure you come check me out there. Come support Skanks fans up in Canada. Fucking show up, man. Wear your shit. I got to say a big thank you to the Skanks fans that came out to Bert Kreischer's Fully Loaded Tour. I mean, they represent everything from the basketball jerseys to 1,000 shirts in the audience I'd see every night. Like, it was fucking awesome, man.
What jerseys did you say? Fans. A lot of Daves out there?
A lot of Daves. Untainted record. It was so cool to see, man. Very, very, very awesome showing up for the Skanks fans out there. Meant a lot. So keep supporting, man. And, of course, the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. The Bonfire, 5 days a week with me and Dan Soder. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, also this weekend, fun thing. A couple things going on this weekend. One, Sunday, the July 3rd, I'm going to be doing the goddamn Comedy Jam for the first time. I'm doing it at the Stand Comedy Club. So come check that out. Josh Adam Myers, of course, bringing that to you. It's going to be Derek Gaines, I think, is on it. Christina Hutchinson. It's going to be a very fun show. Fun way to spend the night before your big barbecue. And also, our buddy, we should say, because I don't think he's been on the show since this is happening, but Joe List, man. Our buddy fucking Joe List did a movie with Louis C.K. It's premiering this weekend, man. Check that out. It's playing weekend around the country.
Nice.
It's premiering, yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah, Jay, I heard Joe List come on the Bonfire, and I heard the absolute joy and elation you had in your voice to know that I was removed from his movie. It actually sounded genuine.
No, it's it sounded, why
if you guys, if you listen to it, it actually sounds like Jay is happy that I was removed from this movie. It's
I wanted to save this for the live show. No, not at all. What makes me laugh about it was the reason why.
With childlike joy?
While you were removed from the show, it was on the words of fucking Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep watched the movie and said, take that part out. That's what makes me laugh so hard. Meryl Streep said, and it was because, by the way, his explanation was that she said, was like, it adds out of nowhere, like this racial element thing, because it was Will Sylvanson.
But that was what was funny about, like, literally, that's literally what's funny about it is that he's irrationally afraid of brown people.
Yeah. But she was but Meryl Streep said the word and they just took it out.
Yeah.
That's
maybe
funny.
She, fuck you, maybe Meryl she Streep. Saw you acting and she was a little threatened.
You're still in the credits though, dude. It's like that movie I did with Rebel Wilson. Same thing. I'm in the credits. I'm like eighth in the credits.
I literally don't want to be in the credits and not be in a movie.
It's weird. It is weird. When it came out, I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Jay, this is so weird about this world that we live in, especially because I like talk about politics and shit, but so Bette Midler shit on me on Twitter the other day.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know why this is so fucking bizarre. Like,
did you ever know you're not my hero, Dave Smith?
Like, what type of simulation am I living in where I just saw, it's like, just like all of a sudden my Twitter's just like blowing up with a bunch of like people like pissed off at me, and I'm like, what the fuck is this all coming from? And then I go to it and it's like Bette Midler tweeted out something about me to her like 2 million followers.
Oh dude, I'll tell you what though, that does make that meme makes me laugh.
The meme.
Not the meme, but the picture, like the thing. Like,
just the picture of them.
It's a pretty funny response.
Well, no, but it's just, it's retarded because it's just like, I'm just like talking about the left. And he's like, well, here's how your side handles it. Cause people are fucking binary thinkers. Yeah. So assume you must be on this side if you're criticizing this side. So it's all just dumb. But yeah. Just the idea that Bette Midler saw that and said, this is such an own. I have to share this.
You just got pwned by Bette Midler, dude.
I'll get over it. If it was Barbara Streisand, I might quit.
Oh, that sucks.
I can't wait to show James the that witch movie this Halloween. He'd be like, dude, she fucking hates him
so much.
Dude. She
do not. If you go to a party with Bette Midler, do not invite Uncle Dave.
Yeah, there's a who are other famous people that have dunked on you online, or not dunked, but like, all right, so the guy from Eve 6 hates us. He's like a Jake Flores friend that like hates.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I got the weird one was Talib Kweli once. I think called me a Nazi or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. That David Cross
weird for me.
Like shit on me, but he has like a beef with me because I mean whatever, I don't know, he shit on something about me
because you dunked on him on that
yeah, we were like on a panel together and I fucking like
you really
like
did. It's actually fucking hilarious.
David Cross,
yeah, dude, they were on a panel together and David Cross just fucking, I mean, Dave Smith was such a smarmy cunt, but it was such a delightful little moment of like
that's what I bring.
Yeah, I forget what he even said, and like people started clapping. And Dave's like, "You can clap, but he's fucking wrong." And it was just like, it was good. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was a fucking, it was a weird thing that like I didn't belong on at all. That like my agent at the time like got me on, but it was just like a panel of like they were like, "Oh, they're doing a political thing, so like why don't you jump on this panel?" But it was just like a bunch of fucking like liberals and me. And so it was just like kind of weird and stuff. But I was just like, "All right, well if I'm gonna be on it, I'm not gonna fucking not." Tell the truth. So, but yeah, it was very weird. So he didn't like me, Talib Kweli, but Bette Midler takes the cake. Nothing is more like, is this real? What universe am I living in than watching Bette Midler? Now, I don't want to play the fucking clip of it.
What you would call it?
Watch it.
D Wallace, the mom from ET. That was pretty.
That was
wacky.
That's right.
That's a wacky one. We're like, oh, come on, mom from ET. And Rob Zombie movies.
We're just harassing your daughter. Beat it.
We're just making fun of your daughter's stupid thing. Don't both be stupid. Come on now. Hey, come on, you diggy broads. Don't act like that.
We waved the white flag. We lost that that war.
We got torched. Yeah. I had to cross out my fucking Podcast Wars logo. I shamed the patch. Patch.
I like to brag about all of our victories on the battlefield of Podcast Wars, but we had a fucking tuck tail on that one.
Nobody
that was our that was our that. Vietnam. We got dragged into a quagmire, spent ourselves into bankruptcy.
Yeah, that Nicole Arbor chick is suing that guy Ryan Upchurch now.
What did he
Ryan
do?
Upchurch.
I don't know who he is or what happened.
He's actually kind of an annoying doofus as well. Just pull up Ryan Upchurch talking about Nicole Arbor. Like, I want to like him because I hate her so much, but then he's just a fucking annoying. I don't know. There's just no other way to
describe it. Lewis, the enemy of your enemy, Lewis.
Yeah. I don't know. But apparently she's suing him because she said that she wrote his songs on his latest album, but it's very obviously like a publicity thing where she's like trying to, because he sued her. They were like, they dated for a little while. She has a problem with every fucking person she encounters. It's like, it's a thing.
She makes music, right?
Yeah. Remember, I played the song on the show, and you secretly liked it. You fucking pussy.
Why? Because it fucking ripped.
You fucking rocked.
Why? Because she shreds. Yeah, all
what
day,
do you mean by secretly? You played the music. I thought you were like, yo, you guys got to hear this track.
Why? Because I hurt my neck. Fucking bobbing my head so hard. I was so stoked on it. A couple of female comics are making music now.
Oh, who else?
Lindsay Jennings has music.
No, she's made music a while ago.
Is that always a while ago? Yeah.
Yeah, that was like fucking literally like 6-7 years ago, that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just used it in like a movie recently. That's why.
I'm out of the loop. Oh, was it like a popular song?
No. I think they just like ended up selling the rights of the song to a movie. It's like it's produced well. It's psychotic. When I first met Lindsay Jennings, I saw this video and I was like, this bitch is wacky. I like Lindsay. I like Lindsay's cool. Lindsay's super cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Bobby, let's play.
You got to play the song. You got to play the Lindsay song Weirdo, but play Ryan Upchurch first, but play Lindsay's song. afterwards. It's a bit much. The video's like very over the top.
Oh my God, another video?
Yeah, another motherfucking video. Deal with it. I'm over here at work.
Pause it. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Dude?
You're like, this guy.
I think you go, for anyone to see this, they saw that you made a video and clicked on the video. Like, it's not just happening to them.
Anyone, video. Here you go. Like,
you know, within 3 seconds, he's just annoying.
Is this the guy?
Yes.
This is the guy she's suing?
Yeah.
And they dated?
Yeah.
And defend myself in real time to keep up with everybody's bullshit.
Well, you know what? I'd rather just fucking point everything out they're doing that I said they would do in real time. So as soon as I just got off that live a minute ago, what do you know? Another motherfucking bullshit, crazy looking article. The headline is, why do we let female celebs be stalked by exes?
Okay.
And then a picture of her beside Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian? Kim Kardashian? It's a good picture of Nicole, though. Damn, give her dude. That.
It's a really good picture of her.
It's a solid picture of Nicole.
You're ooh, not ah. Kim Kardashian's level, dude. Do you see what the... You can't put... It had to be designed by her. These are being made by her. Who else is dumb enough to...
Dude, she's gone, dude. I'm looking at... Dude, this is 2 days ago. He seems like he's been up thinking about this.
Her pussy is toyed, dude. She toyed rides it, and she rides it good.
Yeah, dude, there's all these
this guys affected. Like, he goes, just baby, come back to me, huh? I need you. I'm lost without you. Oh, God. Video.
Their self with a fucking article that says shit like this.
Right, we got it.
Well, the people at home might not.
He sued her with a bunch. Like, there was a class action law, not a class action lawsuit, but there was a lawsuit with like multiple plaintiffs against her, and like a bunch of her ex-boyfriends saying she's like crazy and like lies and manipulative.
Was it like defamation?
Yeah, it was like some shit like that. Okay. I don't even know.
Video of me waving a gun and laughing scary in the camera to her. Where is that? The restraining order did get thrown out. The documents on my community page from the goddamn courthouse. It says the court documents prove that Ryan Upchurch is lying. The court documents say the judge said you were non-credible.
Can we please hear his music that she says that he stole?
It's like country. It's like,
I mean, he's like a boob.
I want to say country hip hop.
Oh, come on.
I want to say country hip hop. Yeah.
Like Lil Nas X?
Yeah, he's very
country hip hop.
Dude, he's very popular, this guy, Ryan Upchurch. But he started off as like a YouTuber. This is what YouTubers, like this whole subculture of YouTubers, they all suck.
Like a 7-Eleven worker.
Whatever it is, dude. If you made your bones being a YouTuber, maybe you fucking jumped out of it. Good for you. You sort of suck, dude. Your foundation is built off of some weird fucking like... You see this a lot, dude. You'll see people post on like Instagram. They'll post a picture or a video. And then every time somebody comments on it, they respond to that comment. Right. And they're like, thank you. They'll do a heart, an emoji or whatever. They're like, you know, praying hands. They'll just thank them to every single comment. And this Nicole Arbor does this. This guy does this. I know comedians that do this. And what they're doing is if you're creating engagement, it tricks the algorithm into believing that you're using it more. So Instagram will push your content further into people's eyes. It's just not real. Like, I could never be like, thanks, boo. Love you. Just in such a soulless way to every single person that comments.
I just couldn't imagine spending the time.
Though they do it. They do it. Sometimes they hire an assistant to do it. Yeah, right. Yeah. But whatever it is, if you go to Nicole Arbor's Instagram or if you go to certain people's Instagrams, I'll tell you afterwards, off air comics that do it. Right. You could actually see that they do this like a psychopath. Like there's nothing real about it. There's no real interaction. Like if I interact with you on social media, it's because I'm in the mood to fucking interact with you. It's not because I'm obligated to interact with every person that comments. If you see somebody doing that, unfollow that person immediately. They are a crazy person that is using an algorithm to pretend to connect with you. They're using social media for probably the most evil side of social media.
Oh, yeah.
All right, real quick, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. Zippix has helped thousands of people kick the smoking and vaping habit by their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz quicker. So these are little toothpicks that are laced with nicotine. If you're on a flight, if you're in a movie theater, you're at work, you can't smoke a cigarette, you guys want to get that nicotine
You're really
buzz.
Married to this sublingual term, laced.
Yeah, sublingual absorption really is another word, though, for laced.
Yeah. And I guess it's true.
Yeah. It's laced.
Don't worry, everyone. There's no sublingual absorption of fentanyl on this. It's just nicotine.
Zippix has dosed each one of their toothpicks with a tiny amount of tobacco.
Now, what's interesting nicotine. About these toothpicks is they've all been roofied with nicotine.
They really so do you work. Probably think you probably just give it to someone and tell them it's a toothpick, and then they'll see.
Hey, they'll here, you got a little something in between your teeth. And you're back.
There's no
and
smell.
You're hooked.
There's no smoke. There's no hiding cigarette butts. And it costs less than cigarettes. So all you got to do right now is go to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, and use the promo code SKANK10 for 10% off your entire order today. Once again, that is promo code SKANK10 for 10% off your entire order at ZippixToothpicks.com.
All right, where were we?
Go ahead, no, play, for sure. Play a song.
Bobby, I think we have a video.
All right.
Oh, remember that 5.0?
Dope car.
Yeah. Ooh, everyone cool had that in the 90s. Ooh,
oh. See, but even him, like, is he pretending to be an everyman with, like, a shitty old car? Is that what it is? Like,
well, it was a shitty old car.
Dope old car.
Yeah. Well, coolest car when I was in high school.
Good. I've had his IV. The
only man I fear is God. This guy's a
no
dud.
Snakes to make me run now. Because
his mom dress him?
No,
is this?
Can stare me down. No neighbor can shut me up.
Wait, no, what?
I'm what? Off the grid and I'm off my rocker. I'm off in the holler, so
we damn, dude, we could have fucked Nicole Arbor.
Holler, boys. Holler if you need something done.
All right.
Now this is, all right. It's plenty.
It does sound like Nicole Arbor wrote that.
It does.
Yeah, that sucked. So she probably wrote it.
I'm a stupid bitch and I lie about every guy. That was his next verse.
Sorry, I wrote it actually.
I only look hot in pictures.
Do you think you have more respect for somebody who made it off of YouTube where they really had to, though, let's say, ultimately do it themselves at a ground level, or like someone who wins a reality show? Like American Idol winners, because American Idol winners become famous at about what would you say, like a 1/3 clip of those people go on to become actual like stars?
Yeah, maybe. To win American Idol, right, you still have to, like, and I can only compare it to like Last Comic Standing, right? Because I did that show, right?
Sure.
You have to be like, I know there's people that slip through the cracks. American Idol specifically, you're not winning American Idol without actually putting the years and years of training in, without being able to perform. Like the people who win American Idol aren't like just some dud who fell into luck. Like you have to actually go and impress people who really know their shit. You have to impress millions of people around the world. Like even with like Last Comic Standing, like the people, the show kind of sucks, but 95% of the comics that are making it to the top 10 in Last Comic Standing are 10, 20 year veterans who have chops, who understand,
good, yes,
who have been headlining, understand how to kill. Like, you know, even if you're not into them, they're still pros.
No, they're professional comics.
And there's, sure. and that process, I sort of respect the process of getting there. I don't really respect the process of like just showing up and putting a camera on YouTube every day. If that's sort of like all you've done, I'm not saying that I don't receive, like, I'm sure, like, yeah, there's talent there, obviously, to like create, if you're a good editor, if you're, you know, if you're an interesting or entertaining person, it's not easy to just go get a lot of people to view you, but it's not the same sort of hustle or grind that it takes to go and become a fucking professional singer or a comedian, or like, you know, you just, it's a fucking real grind. There's a lot of, like doing shit that you don't want to do. There's a lot of like lonely days on the road. There's a lot of like getting in the car for 8 hours for a $50 gig. How many times did I go and do a gig or for a guest spot where we drove for 8 hours because I just wanted to get on stage that night? That was the only way I was going to get on stage. That eating of shit doesn't seem as apparent with like YouTubers. I don't know how much eating of shit they have to do. It seems like,
oh no, it's just waiting. It's just like, yeah, it's like doing this. Like,
and if it doesn't happen, I don't go, oh dude, they really put it all into it, all into their YouTube channel for 10 years. It's like with comedy, if you don't make it in comedy, every one of your friends, every person, you know, every social interaction, like you've invested everything, you know, blindly hoping that you're going to maybe make it. And it just doesn't seem like there's that much of an investment when it comes to being like,
yeah, there was a real, yeah, that's the thing about like, and I remember this time vividly. I don't know if I'll ever forget it, but the time before you're even like eking out a living at stand-up comedy, but you've already sunk so much time into it is a really scary time.
Yeah,
you're like yeah, the four, the
if
four
I quit,
to 7 years.
My
mark.
Whole life, I have to quit my entire life. It's literally something over again.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
all
know
my friends, all my
and it's why so many people stick around in it because you don't know where to go. Everything you have,
and it breaks
that.
You. It breaks you to being able to ever go do something normal in a weird way. Like once you've kind of seen this side of the world, you almost like can't go back. So there's a very, very like weird thing where you're like, oh shit, I may have just fucking wasted 7 years of my life and I have nothing now. And
some people,
you know,
do. Some people do. I think there's like a comics I know who kind of like jump into like realty more than anything. You know what I mean? There is like a sec. It's funny playing with on that Burt tour with at these minor league stadiums and meeting some of those like minor league players. Like when they'd follow me, I follow them back. It's like interesting that they have like, you know, it'll be like, you know, plays for the Oakland A's and then he's in their like, you know, AAA program. And it's also like, and him and his brother's realty company, you know what I mean? Cause they're like, they're not top tier making like MLB contracts. You know what
they're
I mean?
They're better so than like, anyone you've ever played baseball with in your life. Like they're unbelievable at it.
100%. But it's like the second tier of that. Like, I don't know if the second tier of comedy is that rewarding though. Even I wonder if it is, you know what I mean? Like the 35 year veteran who's still just doing VFWs and shit, but they don't know what else to do. But I bet a lot of them do have like
his name is Gino and he's loving
Gino's,
it.
I don't think Gino's doing VFWs at all right now. I
no,
think
Gino's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's killing it. But what's it called? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, you see this in the UFC as well. I always like see like UFC fighters and they have like another job. And I'm like, the UFC needs to not like highlight that like on their like pat. It'll be like, see, Ben Miocic, the first UFC heavyweight champion to ever defend his title more than 3 times consecutively, works as a professional firefighter. Like, <what's your>
it's really not good when you're going the greatest heavyweight ever. It's not just also, like some guy
also
it's
needs like, to pick up some hours at his local restaurant on the weekends.
Israel Adesanya, get me more chili fries, please.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of, I mean, look, you also see guys that are just sort of smart with it that start investing in things. I read a thing about Shaq the other day. Like Shaq owns like, you know, 300 fucking Subway restaurants and like, you know, 55 car washes and like, and it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, there's a, you're gonna stop playing one day, you're gonna want to fucking have like, and he, by the way, he still has all his endorsements, he's still fucking Shaq, but he's sort of like investing into something else that has nothing to do with basketball, that has nothing to do with even him being Shaq. It's just sort of like, yeah, if the Shaq thing ever goes away, car, you know, car washes are not right. And there's something about that I think it's like people should look at that, and there's something to it.
I think the Allen Iverson contract thing kicks in this year or next year. That like that precedent setting contract. Yeah. Where they were like, this guy is young and dumb as shit and just a thug who's phenomenal at basketball. So like give him a couple $1 million now. And then the bulk of it, or, you know, at least the other half of it when he turns like 50 or something like that.
Wait, Allen Iverson had a contract like that?
Yeah. His people made that contract for him.
Wait a minute. So wait, hold on. He got only a portion of the money. He doesn't play anymore. He's retired.
Retired for years now.
And I believe he blew it. I believe
he
blew the portion that he had.
At least they always say that. Whatever that means, they're always like, Allen Iverson's bro. I mean, you never see him.
He's still in a mansion. He's still in a mansion. Still driving a Rolls Royce.
Yes.
Once you're rich,
rich broke.
Just a different thing. just a completely different thing. But that's
crazy. Upside down, where his money's like going down now, and not, you know, he's not stacking it or growing it at all.
What is, how much money is he getting when he turns 50?
Look that up, Bobby. It's the Reebok contract. It was like precedent setting that he did that. And they were like, hold on to it. This guy, for a couple years, he lived at the top floor of a hotel on City Line Avenue in Philly and had all of his boys and everything just live on the, he just rented the top floor. It's 365 days a year for like 2 years. And then they just ate every night.
Every day he had to go down and go, actually, I'm not going to check out. I need another night.
Reebok has already paid Iverson $16 million since 2001 in annual payments. However, a massive hit will come in 2030 when Iverson turns 55 and they took the $32 million that Reebok saved in a trust for him. Oh, that's got to be good, too, because I guarantee, I don't know, but he's going to have calmed down. There's a natural
growth. He's got to be better now than he was.
Natural growth.
He's an alcoholic, I think. If you see his face, dude, he's an alcoholic. And he's drunk. So, you look up YouTube, Iverson drunk at games.
I guarantee you he's going to be more responsible with his money today.
He will, for sure.
Than then.
Man, he was such a great player, though. So much fun to watch.
You just like, you look at like who you are as a young man, like, and the things you're sort of like willing to do. And
Of course. Yeah. You just slow down. You're not as stupid and you're not fucking, you're not as like, you have less testosterone.
No, he was reckless, dude. I think he's like a father now and a husband.
Speaking of sports business shit, you ever hear the story about Magic Johnson? So he says it's like, that's it. All right. Anyone else got a story?
That's the story.
So did you ever hear the other story?
Is it the Nike thing?
So when Nike
they just did this in Game Time, that show Game Time.
So when Nike was starting their company, they didn't have enough money to pay Magic. Magic Johnson is the biggest star in the NBA. And they didn't have enough money to pay him to wear his shoes. So they offered him a huge cut of the company.
No.
And he was like, nah, dude.
They were like partner, and he was like, yo, but you're
like, sorry, like Adidas came with the money or something, like Reebok or someone else or something like
that. By the way, by today's standards, not that much money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because there wasn't, before Jordan,
it was like $1 million deal or something.
Yeah. Maybe not even that. It might have been like a couple hundred grand. I don't even know. But before Jordan, there wasn't like big money in that shit. So he just turned it down. And
on the show Game Time, they did the math on the screen. They show you it's like, I think he'd be worth like $29.3 billion or something.
Oh, they offered him like 30% of Nike. But it was like a new company. It was like something insane.
And he made a fucking ugly Converse.
Yeah. And he made some just garbage.
An ugly Converse.
I mean, he made a lot of money in like other businesses and made a lot of money.
By the way, 100% for a fact, guaranteed. If he would have accepted that deal, he also wouldn't have gotten AIDS. It would have sent his life into a different trajectory. He wouldn't have got that AIDS that day.
Nah, Magic was going to find those AIDS one way or another.
Yeah,
every single trajectory in Magic Johnson's life always leads back.
All of his infinite timelines, he has AIDS.
He's just going to do it on silkier sheets.
He goes, guys, I finally found the timeline. I had to build a time machine, and I've lived every single one. But this one, I don't have AIDS. Ooh, shared needle.
Ooh la la! What do I owe the pleasure?
Ah, shit, dude!
Did we ever? Have we not? What did we watch or ever not watch the Andy Dick abusing that kid, and then the kid saying he was like fucked in the butt by him?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah, didn't Andy Dick get arrested recently again?
No, didn't we watch the video of this? Like someone else had a gun.
We watched a bunch of stuff.
Okay, I don't remember if we did, but I just when the kid's
Dick
like, he's like, there was something up my ass, man. There's something not mine up my ass.
It's so funny how many people thought Stav quit Cumtown, and then
so funny what you did.
I had Bobby just change it to Dave's name from Cumtown to Legion of Gangsters, reposted it without saying anything, just assuming that like 95% of our audience knows.
Isabella called.
Very few, very, there's not as much Cumtown crossover as you think, because I never explained it, never said it was a joke.
But soon as you see a bunch of heart emojis after a paragraph, it's probably not from me.
Yeah.
I probably didn't write
I mean,
that.
But also I kind of feel bad because like, tell me how you really feel. Most people just being like, good fucking riddance, dude, holding the show back forever. It's like, I was kidding, bro.
We had a good run.
Dude.
I mean, it is pretty well written.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. So Stav left, huh?
Yeah. You got Iverson drunk, but it's a bad cell phone audio recording from TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We don't need that.
Don't worry about it. But that's a hell of a deal.
Do we want to play Lindsey Jennings Weirdo?
Sure. I'm probably going to love it.
I am a weirdo. I come from the planet Weird.
Oh, there's no video for it?
No, there is. There's a video. You got to play the actual video.
Doggy. Bobby, do me a favor. This time when you look, can you do it with your head out of your fucking ass?
I'm sorry. I'll look for it now.
God damn it, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, will you grab a second, if you wouldn't mind, pulling your head at least halfway out of your stupid ass?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Legion of Skanks Makes Fun of a Female Doing Something Serious. Yay! Oh, look at this bitch trying to do something she loves.
I come from the planet Weird.
Hey, I toured with Nikki after making fun of her song, and I gotta be honest, we had a blast hanging out.
Did she mention anything ever?
No. I thought it was gonna come up at one point, but I really think she was not that, like, after the first day of it, it was kind of like, she's a comic, dude. She is definitely a comic. Yeah. You know what I mean? She didn't have any weird shit about that. She apologized Lindsey Jennings for their thing. Well, go ahead, fire.
I'm a weirdo.
I got 49 motherfucking tattoo. Run around barefoot. Shoe.
Hell yeah, Lindsey, you whore. I love you.
Yeah. Even if I was trying desperately to hate it, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Good for Lindsey.
No shirt, just pasties on my boobs. You think I'm
boobs.
I wish we used drops. That's a good one. Boobs.
It's a lot. I mean, it's not my style of music, like ratchet, Suicide Girl rap. I don't really know.
That is the category.
Suicide Girl hip hop? Is that what you're saying?
Suicide Girl hip hop, yeah, dude.
Tattoo tits rock?
Yeah.
Hell.
Any other female comics trying to step out of their comfort zone, do something brave?
I dare you. Ladies, I dare. Just so you know, girls, if you're out there trying to do things that...
We're coming for you.
That are even slightly authentic or serious, we're coming at you. Legion of Skanks, we're going to make fun of it.
If you have a dream, keep it in your head. Because the second you begin to pursue that dream, we will make fun of it.
Cage that bird. Never let it fly.
Like the rest of us.
Stop trying to let things fly.
We're fucking comedians. We tell jokes, all right? Now, anyway, I'll be fighting Jason Ellis in my first ever professional fight April 7th and 8th.
Louis, it's very brave of you to explore something else besides comedy.
I'm a dude, right? Dudes can explore other things. We're dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Our minds aren't all girl like, dude.
We're the same as the girls. You realize it wasn't really going anywhere to stand up. So do something extreme afterwards.
There we go.
Become a fighter. No, I don't. You know what's funny? I wanted to make fun so much more of Brendan Sagalo, but he's like pretty good. He's good enough to like not be able to shit on enough.
No, it's I can shit on it.
No, I can definitely shit on it.
I think I only saw like 20 seconds of it.
I could definitely shit on it, but I'm saying it's also. But he's undeniably like pretty good at what he's doing.
Look, I can shit on it. I'm not going to. It's a guy.
Right.
Yeah, I have no problem with men.
Trying things,
fighting for their dreams.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy fucking, you know, wants to try
to draw the line somewhere,
yeah. Dude, you're a man. You need to try other things.
Yeah, dude. Girls, they have little girl minds. They can't handle multiple things at once.
All right, you want to try something different? Try doing comedy and cooking me dinner, you dumb bitch.
Hey, yeah. Bitch.
Why don't you see if you can do comedy while jerking my dick, you pig? No, you're doing two things.
Oh shit. Yeah, are there any other girls that have done songs? Oh wait, there was another chick. Oh dude. Oh, so bad. Oh, what the fuck's your name?
Damn, dude.
Doggy. No, it's so bad that I feel bad. Like at least Lindsay's like produced well and she looks kind of hot in the video. So it's like, yeah, it sucks, but whatever, Lindsay, you rule. Good job.
Yeah, kill it.
Kill it, girl.
I hope she got a deal that they give her $55 million when she turns 40 something.
Doggy.
Nikki, can you imagine
what, what Lindsay's going to look like when she's 55. All those fucking tattoos hanging all low.
Hello. Don't be frightened. That used to be a dragon on my back.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it looks like a sad dog. Name him. It'll make it less scary.
Ah, fuck. Ah, ladies.
Girls.
Oh, shit. There was one more story we got to do before we get out of here.
Okay.
What's that?
We didn't do any stories. We just fucking kind of rolled, which is fun. Always a fun show.
Talked 90s poor kid food.
Yeah.
That was what about happened, 40 minutes of it.
What happened with, there was a like a truck with a bunch of Mexicans that were found dead.
The Mexicans were dead?
The Mexicans were dead in the truck.
Oh, like someone killed a bunch of Mexicans and left it there like as a...
No. It was like when you leave your baby in a hot car.
Yes.
They left all...
Kind of like that, but with Mexicans in a truck.
They left all of the 50 Mexicans in a hot truck and either forgot about it.
I think someone was just shopping in Walmart and they were like, the Mexicans in my truck. Oh, my God. My 50 Mexicans.
Do you think it was a one Mexican, but they let him get wet? And then he turned into 50 Mexicans like gremlins. I swear to God, there was only one Mexican here when I left. Oh, my fucking, my Dasani.
Well, they were Cuban, but somebody fed them after midnight and they became Mexican.
Oh, after midnight, they're all Mexicans. That should be a shirt.
If you want, I can you my research tomorrow morning. The fuck is that? Oh, I'm reading Bobby's private messages that are popping up.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
What private messages? Dude, would you like to see my penis, maybe?
Two Mexicans are charged after the death of 51 migrants in sweltering Texas truck.
Oh, were they trying to... Yeah, they were trying to sneak him in?
Yeah. At least 51 migrants have died after being trapped inside of a sweltering tractor trailer truck found abandoned, please, whoever that is, in Texas. Bobby.
That's not Bobby's fault. This is
Bobby's.
Pop-up shit.
This is...
You might be getting Ralph's text messages or Slack.
Oh, these are Ralph's.
You're in Ralph's.
Nice.
Oh, this is some fucking chick, dude. Look at all the chicks that Ralph's DMing with. This is hilarious. Doggy. It's all hot chicks.
Ralph plays the numbers.
He plays the numbers. Wow, dude. Wow. Ralph is a fucking savage, dude.
Just the tip? Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, let me close this out. So hold on. 39 men, 12 women, most of them citizens of Mexico, were discovered on Monday in an industrial area of the outskirts of San Antonio, Texas. Blah, 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 blah. Go ahead. The incident marked the greatest loss of life on record from a human trafficking attempt in the United States. They finding the rear door open with stacks of bodies inside while others were strewn, collapsed nearby. Some of the victims were hot to the touch. Oh, so they were like, fuck, dude. They opened the door and they're like, oh, they're all dead. We got to.
Oh, that's cooked Mexican.
I was going to say, oh, that smell must be brutal.
Well, they were,
sir,
they were cured like a ham.
The reason we pulled you over is because it smells like you're making fajitas in your truck.
Sir, is this a spiraled Mexican?
That means it's pre-cut. That way you get the glaze on the whole thing, you know? I didn't know they were going to die, though. That's fucked up. You take money to fucking mule them across and then just let them all die?
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Large. How bad is Mexico? Jesus.
Good thing they have that no refund policy.
No, dude, how great is the United States?
Yeah, I mean, so much greater than Mexico. Clearly, these people are willing to trust. Would you trust any? What's the thing you would trust? Just giving some stranger goes, I'll hop in the back of this fucking no breathable trailer with 50 people.
My sister's husband was like an illegal immigrant who like dangerously like crossing the United States. Like
how?
Marrying a fat chick.
It's risky. About a third of them die.
It's crazy.
They start to move, dude. You gotta get out of the way.
It's crazy. They swing an arm, dude. They're putting you through a wall. You're little.
No, he, I don't know the whole story, but it was like dangerous. Like he was like, you know, days and like a, you know, hiding in the back of a truck and fucking, you know, it's a whole
fucking
thing. I had
to pretend that I was dead underneath 50 bodies.
I think they can't like make I think they make the money here to send back to their family, because like they can make decent money here that goes a very, very long way there. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no money to be made there. So you can live in like extreme poverty and crime, or you can come and be a fucking busboy here, and a busboy salary in the US.
You send like, they send half of it back there. You know, and that, what I mean?
It's, and, yeah, and it's, you know, pays for their mom and their dad. Like that's what it is. He sends money to his mom and dad, and like they have a whole like big house, and like, but like all the kids that sort of like left send money back home to their families, which is such a like a crazy, you know, I don't know, like
culture, weird,
like cultural thing, like, you know, to sort of like take care of your parents because they took care of you. It's almost like weirdly like it's how it should be, right?
That's what it used to be. Like, I mean, that not sending money back to a different country, but that used to be the thing, like in America too. It's like there was no like nursing homes and shit. The like
parents
that.
Parents move back just, in with you.
Yeah, your parents move back in with you. You take care of. It's kind of like this weird trade. And they're like, okay, we'll take care of you the whole time, but then, you know, when we're too old to work.
Taking care of an old person is so much like my son. If my son, and there's been a few times where he's like puked, like projectile vomited, like got up at night and like puked, like it's nothing to me. Like I'll clean it up, and it's like, you know, I had a girl recently puke near me, an adult woman, and I almost let her drown in her own puke. I was like, I can't clean you. This is fucking crazy.
Clean me.
How drunk was this woman that you have?
Jesus, Lewis.
This girl, no, she got fucking hammered and started puking everywhere. And I was like,
yeah, no, that is awful.
I can't, you're not my child. I don't love you.
Clean it.
Like, I can't, dude.
Clean it off. Some of it's in my pussy hair.
No, it is amazing, though, with the kid, how much you just like accept that. It like, it just is not even like a thing. Like, they're just concerned they're sick.
I ate shells and cheese earlier.
Oh, it's a whole dry oyster.
I thought I chewed that a little.
All right, let's wrap this one up. Well, fun.
All right, fellas.
Always a fucking fun one hanging out with you guys here on the Zoom. We'll catch you guys.
Not from the stand.
Not from
Monday,
the stand.
Monday we'll be live pre-tape that we're doing for the 4th of July. That will be airing on Monday
new.
From the studio.
New, not
brand
live.
Brand
new show, not live. Then we'll be on our Zoom again, and then we'll catch you the following week live at the stand again. We'll resume as usual. Until then, peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I'll punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.